What's up, guys? Welcome to the Flawed Dad's Guide to Parenting, the podcast all about the average flawed dad learning to be a better parent. As always, we had a blast talking about our topic today. Do fathers love their daughters more than their wives? We talk about all the reasons why that may be and what to do about it. Stick around and listen as two flawed dads try not to screw up their kids too bad. Hey, Warren.
Hey, Graham.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
It's a good question. It was asked actually by one of our listeners.
Awesome.
Yeah, they reached out to us. And I don't know how they came about it. Maybe they were thinking about it, or maybe they did a Google search, which I did after the question.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do fathers love their daughters more than their wives?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic that we can discuss for sure.
That's a very interesting one. Before we jump into it,
yeah,
I just want to give a shout out to one of our listeners.
Yes.
Who hit me up on Instagram, and he had some comments for us. He said, man, you all's content has helped me navigate the season with my 7-year-old daughter. I am so thankful for your work. And, you know, this comment caught me on a day there was a bit of a low for me, because occasionally, you know, I have
lows. It happens.
Yeah. And it really meant the world to me. And so he and I had a little chat, and I asked him, what are some of the other things he might like to hear about? And he said, guiding daughters through early stages of teenage years, building strong daughters,
yeah,
and when to teach your daughters about dating. And so, Maurice, if you're listening to this, which I'm hoping you are, we're definitely going to put those on the list of topics to cover. But I just wanted to say thank you to Maurice for reaching out. It meant the world to me to get your message. And anybody else who'd like to reach out to us, please feel free to do so on Instagram or through our Facebook community, those sorts of things.
Yeah. Yeah. Warren sent me the message almost immediately, I'm going to say, after he got the message. And yeah, just like him. Boy, stoked to hear that. So that's awesome. Thank you so much, Maurice.
Yeah. Thanks, Maurice. So, okay. Dads loving their daughters more than their wives.
Yeah.
It is
a search topic. This is a question that is out there. And I would feel like the people searching this question, probably more the wives, I feel like.
Right.
And I think it's important for us to talk about it, likely as a lesson here, as a shot across the bow for fathers out there to maybe pick up their shit.
Yeah. Well, you mean in terms of their wives, not in terms of their daughters.
It seems like killing it from this question for the daughter's perspective.
Right.
Right?
Right. So we're doing a great job of showing the daughters that we love them.
For the people that are searching this question, yes.
Okay.
It seems like that.
So just to take it back to the beginning, do you think that dads love their daughters more than their wives generally?
I don't think so.
Do you love your daughters more than you love your wife?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I mean, I've gone through a hypothetical. My buddy, sick and twisted buddy. Okay. So
was this me?
No. Another one. Maybe more. I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a coin flip. He asked me a while ago. This is when my first daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me like a hypothetical situation, which is disturbing. Okay. I still warn people. There's a couple of warnings now.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, your daughter and your wife are hanging over the edge of a cliff. You can only save one.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you save?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that's a pretty sick question here.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that. I still don't know how to answer it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Practically speaking, it's difficult for me to say anything other than save my wife.
Right.
Because I feel like I could make more children with my wife. I don't like answering it, though. It still creeps me out. And
see, without issue, both Rachel and I would say the kids. No problem.
I'm sure my wife would say, oh, I'm saving our kids, right? You can go to hell. I was the one that put you in that situation. You're going off that cliff.
Over you go.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, we're digressing.
So, I have
a bunch of different thoughts, and
okay.
I'm sure you do too.
No, jump in.
I still, at the core, I don't think it's true overall for any wives that are listening to this podcast by chance. I don't think it's
half
true.
Half our audience.
And I don't think it's true because I think
It's more the fact that fathers still, or dads, husbands still very much love their wives for the most part. It's just that we take them for granted.
Right. So I was, when you brought this topic to me, I went and looked it up a little bit.
Okay.
And I found an anecdotal story that I think will hit really well for this particular, what you're saying in particular.
Okay? Do tell.
So this guy named Greg says, I have an 8-year-old daughter. I wouldn't say I love my daughter more than my wife. However, it is a different kind of love. It's kind of hard to explain, so bear with me. My wife always complains that I don't often cuddle with her or show tiny bits of affection like holding hands in public. But with my daughter, if she wants a random hug or cuddle, I will drop what I'm doing for her. I don't bring home flowers or tiny gifts for my wife. However, every now and then, randomly, if I'm at a store and see a little stuffed animal or something that makes me think of her, I'll just randomly buy it and bring it home for my daughter. So I'm not sure if I think that's a great example that it's not necessarily love, greater love for his daughter. It's just presence of mind to think about your daughter. And I'm wondering if as dads, we're preconditioned to do that. We're almost trained to be thinking of our daughters constantly.
Right. It's also a smaller and easier win. Like seeing a little bear you can pick up some pocket lint and put a couple of like googly eyes on and say like, I made this for you, depending on the age.
So you're saying,
maybe not a teenager.
You're saying expectations are lower, which allows us to be more successful, which then causes us to be more likely to perform that action.
Yes. I think that I cannot pick up some lint and put googly eyes on it and give it to my wife.
And give it to Vanessa?
Maybe I could, actually. She would find the humor.
She's got a good sense of humor.
I think overall, you probably couldn't, right? All else being equal, so I think there's a pressure there where it's like, well, I got to up my game. If I'm going to get a present for my wife, it's got to be some nice flowers or something or other. And I'm in the gift shop. It's like a dollar store or something like that. I'll just pick up these couple trinkets for the kids and she'll understand.
Now, do you think that's our perception? Like, do you think it's reasonable? If you were to go and buy the same trinkets, that sort of stuff, showing that your wife was on your mind, and this goes back to your comment about dads picking up the gauntlet and running with it. Do you think if you bought the small things for your wife, it would showcase to her as much as the small things to your daughter does?
It's probably a fair thought to do it anyways.
Yeah.
You would think that at least there's the point, rather than just assuming, she's not going to like this at all. You're making the decision for her.
Yeah.
Rather than getting a small trinket and say, I mean, at the end of the day, I think you can make any gift.
Mm-hmm.
If you make something thoughtful, like probably, I mean, the best gifts overall are likely from the heart where you actually have thought about something. The gifts that I've given my dad, for example, some things that he still talks about have been the lowest cost gifts that we've given him.
Yeah.
But they've been very thoughtful and he really appreciates that.
There was a big intrinsic value to them.
Yeah. And so the more you can do that, obviously you're killing it, but it is likely better than nothing to get something rather than just assume that.
I'm
going through a lot of hypotheticals here.
Yeah. Right? In terms of like getting gifts for my wife, for Rachel, you know, there's certain things I've always avoided, right? Particularly in certain situations. So as an example, like flowers, right? I have always avoided getting flowers anytime I know I'm in shit, right? Because I don't want flowers to be tied to me making a mistake and then being apology flowers.
Yep.
So I purposely don't get flowers when I'm in trouble, right? Which is all the time. So Rachel doesn't get many flowers.
Big flower bill.
Yeah, that's right. But I try to make sure I get them when I'm not in trouble.
Right.
Right. When I know that they're going to have the greatest impact.
Well, good for you. I mean, this is an interesting insight into this whole process. Is now we're getting into why of aspect of things, which we haven't really talked about or broached so far.
Other than managing different parenting styles.
Right.
Yeah.
That's still to focus on the kids more so. I guess, in the hot water. I don't get gifts. I'm just not that type of person.
Yeah.
And I should do better, ultimately. There's no question about it. And my wife would want some every now and then. There's no doubt.
I'm not sure, though, that your wife would really appreciate them as much as some other wives, because you're
maybe not.
Vanessa is very, what's the right word? She's got your nature of being frugal, and she'd wonder why you wasted money on something.
Yeah, it's possible. It's the sporadic. It's just, yeah. I mean,
the sporadic, like, thought, like showing thought,
yes,
is one thing.
Yeah,
but spending money on something that is not necessarily needed, maybe not go that
right.
far in your house.
Yeah, my bar is super low right now. Right, like I've done neither, which is awful for me. Right. So anything.
So what you're saying is,
I've got to step up my game.
The perception that we were talking about earlier of dads loving their daughters more than their wives may be the case in your household.
No, no.
Okay.
Because I'm equal opportunity. Okay. I don't get anyone anything across the board. Right? No trinkets are getting right. purchased for daughter.
Yeah.
No, nothing. Yeah. It's just all across the board, total just hiatus.
Neglect for everybody.
Everyone yeah. gets neglected. Yeah. It's the only way to be fair.
That's
so
awesome.
There you go. That's a sound bite for you. Okay, so the other thought that I was thinking of is, for the reasons why it could appear as though
sure.
You would love your daughter more.
Yeah.
Is that there's a courtship, of course, for trying to first meet and date your wife and go on from there.
Trapper, right? as it may be.
Yeah. Trapper.
Yeah.
By being married for a period of time and having children, there is a possibility and likely event that you're mm-hmm. thinking, I've already essentially won her over.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
The honeymoon phase is over now. And now I'm focusing on children.
Yeah.
And she understands that I love her.
Mm-hmm.
So we good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can just continue on my day and I have to focus on this other thing, right? Like I think as men, it's like task. I've conquered this task mm-hmm. and now I can move on to other things.
Right. It's a process.
Like, yeah. Like sales as well. I mean, you're,
sure.
you're in the sales
yep.
World. Acquiring a new customer, mm-hmm. it's like you're putting all your effort into to court this new customer a whole
yeah.
bunch. You're selling them hard and being the nicest person ever, returning their emails right away.
Yeah.
Then you get them and they've been around for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the level of client yeah. they are, I think you relax maybe a little bit.
Well, not only that, but most of the heavy lifting of the relationship has been done early on.
Right.
Right. So, and I think that is true in a marital relationship as well. Like you, in the first little bit, the discovery of the other individual and who they are, what they want, why they want it, all that kind of stuff, you're completing that early on. And so the depth of questions after the first year or two, you know, it starts to become a little more shallow because you already know the answers to most of the deep questions.
Right.
I think, you know, as a big foghorn warning that's going out with this episode is that maybe we don't know all those answers and we should continue to ask those deep questions
yes.
as husbands. I've certainly been discovering that with Rachel recently, you
right?
know, with our foray into mediation and counseling
yeah.
is that we have not been asking each other those really deep, you know, intrinsic
yep.
and introspective questions that we were when we were first dating.
Yes, exactly. It's interesting just doing some research, putting out some data here. Simon Baron Cohen, which sounds very
Sacha
close.
Sacha Baron Cohen's brother?
It must yeah. be.
Sure.
Gotta be.
Okay.
PhD.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha is also, I think, a pretty intelligent dude. Anyways, men's like neural wiring.
Yeah.
Tend to make them better at systems overall. And then women are sort of more superiorly rigged for empathy.
Okay.
So it sort of goes back to my sort of conquer, task complete, move yep. on, task complete yep. type stuff, right? It doesn't make it right. And clearly understanding that the females are more on the empathetic side, well, damn, like you're shitting the bed by not showing your wife at least a little something.
Yeah.
the other thing that I was thinking of is, at least for myself,
mm-hmm.
my wife is awesome. She makes me look like a million times better than I actually am. Okay. Happens all the time.
To who?
To everyone. To everyone. Oh, if she were like, if she were on this podcast, I would be automatically better.
Okay, fair enough. I understand.
She would make me better of thinking, hey, you forgot to mention this. Or she'd be in there somewhere else. She, like, everything is amplified.
She makes you look good in combination.
So,
okay.
Thinking of gifts,
yes.
For example, yeah. Right? Gifts to my parents.
Right.
Or thinking of thoughtful things for whoever now. It is.
Yeah.
She's in the back seat marionetting my bullshit yes. personality.
Yeah.
Into making me seem like I am a thoughtful individual.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And my point is, mm-hmm. is that she could be in there in your ear, right? If everyone is fortunate enough to have a wife like mine, mm-hmm. then she's in your ear reminding you to do things. Hey, go get this, whatever. Maybe you're out. Maybe you're on vacation somewhere. Hey, why don't you pick up a couple of gifts for the daughter?
Yes. Right? Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's reminding you about that. Mm-hmm. But she's not going to remind you to get something for her, which she should.
Yeah. Well, if she wants something.
If she
yeah.
wants something, yeah. right? Because me, stupid, mm-hmm. right? Tell me what to get. Okay, I get.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? That's in my basic version.
Text me the list of things that I need to get.
Yes.
And I will follow that will list to a T.
Exactly. I need pictures and you will get that. Oh, did you also see that cucumbers were on sale? Something mm-hmm. like that? Didn't pay attention.
Yeah, yeah,
got list.
Not on
came
list.
Home with yeah. list in record time. You should be happy. And yeah. right? Whereas, like, oh, I can't. Like, anyways. So that's sort of a. I have a feeling about that too. Like, we're not sophisticated enough to think beyond this sort of stuff. Task, right. get gift, move on, make daughter happy or
so
son.
I think
like,
the
complete.
Other side of the argument for that would be that we should. Be making that a task naturally, you know, is
100%.
Yeah.
There's no denying it. Mm-hmm. We as men, I think, need to do a bit better job of actually appreciating our wives.
Oh,
our
spouses. I fail at it constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly.
So, I mean, this is early on, but I know one thing that I'd like to do with this whole group podcast.
Yeah.
Website, etc. is probably set up a mailing list where it's a choice, okay?
Okay.
A choice of saying, hey, sign me up for a random time mm-hmm. to remind me to send something to my wife, okay? That's what I want. And it doesn't, I don't want it to be an every monthly thing.
Because yeah.
then that's like, on the 20th of every month, spontaneously yeah. this gift comes up every now and then.
Yeah.
Seems like you're saying, no, I want it like every 1 month and 9 days or something
so
like
we
that.
Have,
so
we
it's
have
like a just a reoccurring
a list of all of our subscribers.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the year, we randomize it as to when they're going to get notifications throughout the year.
Depends on how sophisticated of a tech that we're going to set up here. In my vision.
Oh, I'm already visioning like
I'm thinking
super
like
high tech.
Super. Okay. If we're going super high tech, then the person signing up gets a choice. It's like a,
right.
just a drop down filter.
Yeah.
How frequently do you want to get reminded?
Yeah.
And boom, there we go.
Yeah.
I mean, for me,
like it.
It's, and, or within our Facebook group or something mm-hmm. like that, some other manager disc, I don't know, who knows, some feature where it's able to like, you hold the people accountable. Hey,
yeah.
dude, you send your gift this week?
Yeah.
Right? No, man, I totally forgot. Like, I can't believe it. A reminder, at least for me, is horrible.
Yeah.
I can't, fuck. It's the biggest frustration thing for me.
Which.
I'll just dismiss it. Potentially.
This does remind me that for those of you listening, that you should go to our Facebook page and sign up for the Flawed Dads Facebook group to get included for a whole bunch of stuff in the future that we're going to be doing.
Toit segue.
Yeah. Very.
And I mean, hey, while we're at it, let's just keep asking things.
Yeah.
Right?
Rate, review. You know,
rate
that sort
and
of thing.
Review
okay.
the podcast. Super important. Actually, listening to the podcast, probably the most important. So
yeah.
thank you
yeah.
for that. But rating and reviewing also important.
So I have a little thing here with regards to this. And from a scientific perspective, so studies have showed that a father has a greater influence on his children than a mother when it comes to shaping behavior.
Okay. Yeah.
The psychology behind the father-daughter bond is derived from Greek mythological character Electra, who avenged her father Agamemnon's death by committing matricide with the help of her brother Orestes in the 5th century BC.
There are a lot of big words there.
Yeah. So this helped coin the term Electra complex, which is the female counterpart of the Oedipus complex, right? You remember the Oedipus complex? Son falls in love with his mother.
You see my blank face?
Yeah, I do. Son falls in love with his mother, wants to sleep with her, you know, that whole sort of thing.
Okay.
So this is all conceived by the psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud. So studies have shown that daughters who have a better relationship with their fathers tend to have many personal advantages, such as healthier romantic relationships, better behavioral traits, boosted self-esteem, positive body image, good self-reliance, and better decision-making abilities. So
that all sounds awful. You don't want any of those.
None of those. So,
oh wait, no, that's not.
It is incredibly important that the father-daughter relationship is strong.
Right.
And so my belief in this, in reading about the science behind this, is that quite possibly dads are preconditioned genetically to have a closer relationship with their daughters because they're more likely to propagate to have more, you know, kin down the line,
mm-hmm.
if their daughters are going to be more successful.
Okay.
So they're inherently driven to pour more effort into the relationship with their daughters because it's going to give their daughter better partners, right? Because of greater success, which means that they're going to get better grandchildren, so right. on and so forth.
Yep.
Nature over nurture.
We're getting this right? Exact. Yeah. Hey, there's a common theme here. Yeah, I'm smiling in the back of my head thinking, oh yeah. Yeah.
You would bring this up.
Yeah. Just as a reminder, Warren, very focused on the nature side of things.
Yes.
In terms of you're predisposed to certain things.
Although
and
this,
move on.
This argument that I just read would say that nurture is very important. The father-daughter relationship
right.
is a nurture relationship.
You're actually I'm advocating for both sides.
I know.
Right? Yeah. The nature side is saying, hey, this
is genetics because of success right. from nurture. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And nurture, it's a...
Shot myself in the foot there.
Now, we don't necessarily disagree that both sides don't apply.
Yeah.
We're just saying that one is more heavily weighted over versus
yeah,
the other.
which is the argument we had in the yeah. nature versus nurture type of
one other thing that was interesting to me is couples with daughters, okay? Mm-hmm. Couples with daughters are actually more likely to divorce than couples with sons.
Okay, so
now very very minorly, okay? And I didn't read through the whole actual study.
Okay. Right?
It was a 2003 study.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As in the University of California, San Diego.
Yeah.
And they found that couples with a firstborn girl, all right, were 5% more likely to divorce than parents of a firstborn boy.
Okay.
And then if they were, I did record this because I was thinking of you for sure. When there's as many as 3 daughters, all right, that difference spiked to 10%.
Wow. I wonder if that's the dad just saying, okay, enough, I'm out of here. And is it during teenage years of the daughters when everybody's cycling together or is it?
There's so many hypotheticals here.
Because I can tell you, being a dad of 3 daughters, that I am terrified of those weeks
yeah.
in teenage years when all 3 girls are cycling together. And yeah. by cycling, I don't mean on a bike.
Got it. Thank you for clarifying.
I mean when Aunt Flo comes to visit.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Who knows? To me, I'm thinking about it. Being that females are seemingly more predisposed to be empathetic, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there are more daughters around and you are a shitty dude,
mm-hmm.
okay, let's just assume
you're going to be recognized for that.
You are going to be called out, and daughters can conceivably be more vocal to their moms. Hey, mom, like, you might want to bounce on this guy.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, he's my dad. I love him, I guess, but.
But you can't assume that there's that much higher percentage of shitty dudes. Like, I really, don't think there are that many really shitty dads. I think that's a very small percentage of the population.
Yeah. But maybe, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, I don't know what the reason is.
Nobody who listens to our podcast is a shitty dad.
Try not to be. Well, we're all flawed.
Yes. Flawed, yes.
We are all
shitty,
flawed.
Shitty, no.
Shitty, no.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes.
Well, maybe a little bit.
I mean, I'm just talking about that I don't get gifts from my wife. That's, yeah. Compared to other people, pretty shitty. Yeah. I do some other things, I think, that makes her overall appreciate me in general. So I have points otherwhere, other locations. But
yeah.
I don't know what the reason is. That's just some data that I toss out there. It's worth a discussion.
I think so.
Why do you think it is? What's your thought?
I would imagine that I think there's probably some jealousy as an aspect of it between wives and daughters, because in any relationship where you feel like you're being replaced,
yeah,
there's going to be some issues. The same is true of fathers and sons, you know, when there's when they're a mama's boy, right? If the son is getting all the attention from the mother,
right,
you're definitely going to feel like you're being replaced, and you're going to crave interaction with your spouse, the person that you had chosen to be with.
Yeah.
So I think there's an aspect of that. There probably is also an aspect of, you know, being a dad of three daughters. The daughters are insanely manipulative. Right, like they really know how to wrap you around their fingers, both mothers and fathers. Like they really know how to press the buttons.
They make you just so crazy.
Oh, it's beyond crazy. Like my youngest right now, Lilia, just has Rachel tied up in knots. Right, she's 6 years old, and she has figured out with all the stuff that we've been going through in our house recently.
Yep.
That she's not getting the same level of attention that she used to be getting.
Okay.
And so she has these moments where she just is the nicest, sweetest thing to Rachel. And she does this specifically to Rachel, not to me, right? Specifically to
Rachel.
She's
never nice to you?
Well, no, she's generally nice to me, right?
But like this high peak
not,
level
not
of
like,
Rachel.
Not like well, the peak this? Level where she's okay. like crawling all over Rachel, like huggy, kissy, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And then the next, like within a 15-second turn, is screaming at Rachel.
Oh, damn.
Oh, just like all over the place, all over the map. And yelling at Rachel about not paying attention to her and all this kind of stuff. And so Rachel's, you know, Rachel's got a bit of Stockholm syndrome. With Lilia right now.
Right.
Right? She's being held captive by our six-year-old daughter. And so I can imagine that...
It's an impressive way to get hurt.
Oh, it's... Butter that up and then go figure it out. Yeah.
Whew, 6 years old.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't think it's... she's not consciously... She's not trying to be manipulative in terms of, like... If I do this, I will get this. And then if I do this, I'll do that. I think that she's in a situation where we've had so much attention paid to her older two sisters because of all of the shit going on with them.
Yeah.
That she's being left out in the cold from an attention perspective. And so
which is never nice. I mean,
no, it sucks for anybody.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And so this is the technique that happens to be getting her the most attention from her mom. And so I can imagine, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on a relationship. And Rachel and I have certainly been feeling it.
Right.
You know, between three girls, all with their own issues, and them largely being emotional. Like, if they were going to school and just, you know, getting beat up or you know, wrestling around or those sorts of things, that's one thing. But everything with girls is so heavily towards the emotional and psychological side. It's really challenging to deal with, and you wind up taking so much of it on yourself from a psychological perspective that buries itself like a tick in your relationship with your spouse.
It's also hard as men in general too, just reading about psychological ideas or psychology, etc., or just me anecdotally thinking, men are predisposed to trying to fix a problem, right? Oh, problem, me fix.
Yeah.
Right? At its core.
Yeah, nail, and hammer. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this. Whereas there's so many conversations with daughters or females, et cetera, where it's almost like, I don't need you to fix it. I just want you to listen here. But it's like, well, I'm sorry, honey. I'm on this train now. Daddy's going to fix this shit right away. And that can get you with
that all the different things. That boy hurt you? Oh, yeah. Here, let me go solve this.
Yeah. Exactly, right? You want to take it upon yourself. And there's so many, if you're buried in more and more things, then I can see that being, it's a tough mental hurdle to cover. So, man, thanks for sharing that.
My pleasure. Yeah. You look forward to it.
I do. Hopefully, I mean, that's the reason why we're starting this as well, is we could both, I mean, I for myself, I know I've already kicked myself a few times. I got to go get this gifting going for sure.
Okay. So if we're going back to that topic, what are your thoughts on, you know, subscription box gifts for your spouse? You know, where you do it once and it's like a 6-month subscription, like a rose subscription or a wine subscription or something like that as a gift. So it shows up every month. I know Rachel got me a hot sauce one. And, you know, as you have given me hot sauces and a lot of my friends have given me hot sauces, every month it would show up and it would remind me of the gift that she got me.
Yes.
But I can also see it from the other side where it's like, well, you didn't really think of me this month. You thought of me at one point.
Right.
And
you've paid someone.
And you've paid somebody to think of me every month.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I think I would probably lend towards the side of the, this doesn't seem right. If there's some way that the subscription box can come in and look not like a subscription box.
Okay.
Right? Then that's the real sauce there. Right?
Okay.
You need a gift that comes through every infrequent amount of time, right, that doesn't look like you have prepaid this commitment
for a period of time. But you're getting a heads up beforehand of what's in it, so that when your wife asks you, you know, or says to you, oh, thank you so much for the gift, you can go,
sorry,
what? Oh, did you like the soap? Did you like the moisturizer? Did you like the, you know?
Yes.
Rather than it being, oh, what did I get you this month?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
That's a good business idea.
It needs to be customized a little bit more. There needs to be some, like, you're doing this for points.
Yeah.
Like, let's make the points, they got to work, right?
Yeah, so one of the dads out there, if you want to take a run at something, here's a good business idea.
Yeah.
We get 30% monthly gift package. Yeah, thank you.
We'll... You put in all the money.
Yeah.
You do all the work. Right? But we can we have the idea, so we take 30%.
Yeah, just give us some credit so that we could show to our wives that we were thinking of a way to manipulate their emotions.
Yeah, for even the 30%, if you could figure out that and somehow just send my wife constant gifts, right? Hey, I'm on that train too.
Perfect.
Worth the 30%. I'll cut it down.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's a very interesting conversation. At the core, what we're trying to get to, and at least for me for sure, I think probably all of us, is that we should do a bit better job of appreciating our wives.
Yeah.
So they're not Googling in the background, hey, is this something that happens? Yes.
I agree. And I think we've got a couple other topics in this area that we should probably discuss. At some point, you know, with regards to dads loving daughters versus sons, that sort of stuff. Like, those are the things that come to mind for me that we can discuss in the future. So before we close out the episode, I wanted to read one of the most recent reviews that we got.
Hell yeah.
From Apple Podcasts, from one of our listeners.
Please do.
Title is Hooked Since Episode 1. Great podcast for anyone that wonders why their kids are broken. You are the reason your kids are broken, but that's okay because they can be fixed and so can you. I have to say, I loved this review. Like, it just,
whoever it hit wrote home. That, very good job.
Yeah, it hit home. That's exactly why we started this podcast, was the whole idea. of being a little broken and working on it constantly. So
yes,
thank you, page 84, for leaving that review for us. We really appreciate it. So if you do get a chance, you're listening to this podcast, please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this and make sure you rate and review the podcast. It means the world to us. It helps us to get listed on the charts so that more people can hear our message. Please share this to anybody you think might appreciate this conversation about dads and daughters and wives. And if you have any comments or anything like that, or you need anything, please reach out to us on the Facebook, our Facebook group.
That's how we call it, yeah.
Yeah. We're the Flawed Dad's Guide to Parenting on Facebook. Flawed Dads is the group. And then on Instagram, Flawed Dad Podcast. And we've got an email, flaweddadpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks so much, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You too.